Shai Davidi, our Sportsnet baseball insider, scheduled to join us here this morning. Is Shai there?
I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Listen, thanks for being patient on the line there. Belated Happy Canada Day to you, sir. I guess trying to figure out with the Jays situation, man, that's got to be quite the yo-yo you've been chasing here for the last few days.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a yo-yo for me, and I think a much more difficult beast to tame for the Blue Jays is there. At this point, they are just waiting. As my understanding is, they're just waiting for an exemption letter from one of the federal ministers to be put together, allowing them to have a modified quarantine that would be similar to what was granted to the NHL. They've done all the work there, and they're expecting that to happen. It just hasn't happened yet. And they've gotten the blessing of the public health authorities in Toronto, in the province of Ontario, and the Public Health Agency of Canada as well. So they looks like they might be through some of the hoops, allowing them to hold their training camp here, but they're not there just yet.
Now, Shal, I know you just tweeted something out how the Jays have just added to their pool of players, and they're over their 60-man player pool roster, and you're speculating as to why?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not speculation. It's, you know, the only way for teams to be able to go over and above the 60-man player pool is if there have been some COVID-19 related either positive tests or suspected cases, and so those players were transferred to a COVID-19 injured list, and that doesn't have to be made public. But you know, the fact that they are able to be over 62 and not have to make any corresponding player moves, you know, that tells you that they've had some players that have been shifted to the COVID-19 injured list.
Sportsnet baseball insider Shai Davidi here on Sportsnet 650. Okay, so for people that are kind of, okay, where are they, walk us through where the Jays are at right now as a team today. As you know, you got MLB players, they've begun reporting as the first workouts near. Where are the Jays right now?
So they are in Dunedin, Florida. They are either in the process of being tested or in the process of isolating after submitting some of their tests, awaiting results of those tests. And, you know, that needs to be done by tomorrow. I believe it could extend a bit beyond that, but they're expecting to be finalized by tomorrow. And then at that point, if they get approval, then they're going to fly to Toronto. They've got a charter tentatively set for Saturday that would fly them up to Toronto. Then they could begin working out here as they'd be isolated to the dome and the hotel attached to it. And that would be their little mini bubble. So in the interim, it's just a lot of limbo. You know, guys are waiting to see if their tests can come back negative or not. And then they're waiting to see where they're going to be. So the Jays kind of have a foot in two spots right now. You know, they're ready to go in Dunedin and roll out camp if they have to stay there. But they're very much hoping to be able to get everything done up in Toronto.
Now, Shai, just to further that, so with the positive cases, depending on where these individuals are, they're obviously not going to come up to Toronto. I would think they'll have to sit it out for at least 14 days, maybe even longer, right?
Yeah, they would have to. Now, I'm not sure how deep in the weeds you want to get with this, but the process is essentially they have to produce two negative tests before they can return to the field. Now, there's an exemption in the latest version of the Major League Baseball Operations Manual, which, you know, takes into account that sometimes once you've been infected, you can continue to show positive tests because you may have remnants of dead virus in your system. Or dead or inactive virus in your system. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, there are some other stipulations that if you meet and, you know, the health people who are running this process, you know, they can make a decision and say, okay, this person's clearly no longer contagious and infected. He can be cleared for a return.
So let me ask you this question, Shai. A two-pronged question, I guess it is. The reaction to the people in Toronto, to the Jays holding, I guess, spring training in Toronto, And the speculation, I guess the question is, are they going to play their home games in Toronto? And what has been the public's reaction to possibly the Jays playing their home games in TO?
All right, so there's a lot to that one too. That one's a little bit convoluted.
Well, we came with the heat this morning, there, Shai.
Yeah, well, I mean, like everything is layered and nuanced, right? So public reaction, you know, I mean, I've only really seen what's been said on social media, and that's a relatively small slice of the population. But
yeah,
you know, it's been mixed. You know, a lot of people are like, "Hey, we've done been really good, and we've been disciplined. Why are we bringing potential risk into our community?" And there are others who are like, you know, this isn't going to be, there's no real threat to public health here. Let's, no big deal. Bring him here. Let's go Jays. So it's been really split. And, you know, I wish I could give you a percentage. I don't have that, but you know, they're very, you know, passionate voices on both sides of that divide. Now, in terms of the regular season, what has happened is that, you know, all along the Jays had been talking to government officials about hosting regular season games here. And their initial plan was to host camp in Florida. But in the last week and a half, they had to adapt their plans as the COVID-19 cases have really spiked in Florida. So they've now pushed forward and prioritized work on getting approval for the camp here. And the approval for hosting regular season games is on a secondary track, which, you know, isn't as high priority right now because they've got a week or two to figure that one out. The likelihood is if they get approval for the training camp, they'll get approval for the regular season games too, because the templates are essentially the same. There'll have to be a few adjustments made to it, but if they get the first one, the expectation is they'll get the second one as well.
All right, Shai Davidi here on Sportsnet 650. All right, what else can we hit you with here? What other sort of layered, nuanced issues? Now, what happens from your standpoint in terms of covering the team? Is there a sense, does Major League Baseball have it kind of laid out in terms of coverage? I mean, are you just tracking it off a game monitor, and then do they put people on Zoom conferences for post game interviews? Like, what does that look like from your job?
Yeah, I mean, there is a protocol in place for that. It's part of the 113-page MLB operations manual. And if you want a fun read, I highly recommend that one.
I can hardly wait.
Right. I know. Basically, what it involves is that there will be no face-to-face interactions between players and media. Basically, anyone who's in and around the team and in and around the clubhouse, they are going to be cocooned to the point that even team staff won't have access to them by and large. So they're really trying to do everything they can to keep the players and coaches and, you know, essential medical staff around them as isolated as possible. And so, you know, there will be Zoom access. Teams will be allowing a certain number of media, roughly 30 to 35, depending on the facility, to attend games and attend workouts, but they'll be limited to the press box and won't be allowed on the field. So coverage for everybody is going to be a lot different. You know, we'll see what kind of accommodations are made for broadcast rights holders. I don't think it'll be necessarily much different than that. It's going to be a different experience. And, you know, for fans, unfortunately, they may not get the same level of access and coverage that they're used to, just because it's not there right now. But everybody's going to have to adapt a little bit, and try to find different ways to work and different ways to tell the stories that, you know, we all want to read and hear about, as opposed to, you know, talking about coronavirus and its repercussions constantly.
Hey, one final question before you go, Shai. We've had a few major league players opt out, Zimmerman and Ross from the Washington Nationals. I know it's pure speculation at this point, but do you see anything like that happening with the Toronto Blue Jays at all?
To this point, I haven't heard anything about players wanting to opt out. I have heard, you know, some rumblings about coaches and staff who are maybe a bit uncomfortable with the entire thing, but nobody has made the decision to opt out just yet. And, you know, we saw that with the Minnesota Twins with a couple coaches that they have in their 60s. And they essentially said, hey, we'll give you different work. You guys stay home. We want you guys to be as safe as possible. And they sort of took the decision out of their hands. You know, I've heard stories about, you know, some minor league coaches in different organizations who have said, you know what, I'm going to sit this one out and, you know, I'll see you in 2021. So, you know, that kind of stuff to me is maybe a bit more likely, people who are closer to a higher risk group. But from a Blue Jays perspective to this point, I haven't heard of any players who are thinking about sitting it out.
Shai, thank you very much for this. Great work as always, and thank you for taking the bullet on that 113-page read for all of us. And still waiting to print my copy here. Maybe there's a printing issue with that one on my place. So thanks for this. Be safe out there, okay?
Yeah, you guys too. Take care.